Well, scientists on the Indonesian island of Flores have discovered evidence that early humans were living there at least 1 million years ago. An archaeological dig has discovered stone tools that has pushed back the age that hominins were living on the island. Now scientists are speculating that this mystery human may have evolved into the now famous Hobbit of Flores. The work is published today in Nature, as David Mark reports.
Just how long have humans been living on Australia's doorstep? Dr. Adam Brum is a research fellow at the Centre for Archaeological Science at the University of Wollongong.
We found a site in the Soar Basin of Flores, which is in central Flores, which backdates the known occupation of early humans on the island by at least 120,000 years.
Dr. Brum and his colleagues have dug up some primitive stone tools.
The stone tools are in a deposit that are sealed by volcanic layers like ash that are dated by the argon-argon dating technique to 1 million years ago.
Or even longer.
We can't go down any deeper, so we now have absolutely no idea how long the hominids may have been on the island for. It could be, 2 million years for all we know.
Dr. Brum says the finding gives some credence to a theory that it was this mysterious hominin that gave rise to the tiny human species that lived on Flores 18,000 years ago, Homo floresiensis, better known as the Hobbit.
Recent studies based on certain characteristics of the feet, the brain, the skull and the hand and the arm and the shoulders of the Hobbit are actually suggesting that it may well have evolved from a much earlier and a much more primitive human population than Homo erectus. And one postulation is in fact that this proposed new species may well have radiated out of Africa and reached Southeast Asia as early as 1.8 to 2 million years ago. So the door is certainly open to the possibility that this sort of unknown and mysterious, new lineage of hominids may well have been present somewhere in Southeast Asia and potentially on Flores at an extraordinarily early point in time.
And who knows what else may turn up as Dr. Brum and his colleagues widen their search for our ancestors.
I mean, there's 17,000 islands across Indonesia, and we know that they must have been through this area. We're literally dealing just with a pinprick or a glimmer of insight into what potentially could be out there. So, I mean, it's just mind-boggling to think of what new discoveries may be made in Southeast Asia over the next 50 years or so, and what more we will be learning about the evolution of our kind.
Dr. Adam Brum from the University of Wollongong. David Mark, the reporter.